Dr. Foot newsletter. Special offer to all newsletter subscribers. 10% off your next purchase when you use the coupon code EZINE10. Valid only until the 31st of October 2013. This is the second issue for October 2013 with over 200,000 subscribers.
Dr. Foot e-newsletter. Welcome to your next issue of Dr. Foot's e-newsletter. This newsletter is published every fortnight to inform and educate people about proper foot care skills and techniques, provide tips on foot care, review foot care products, and highlight problems people have with their feet. We begin with our featured article, Winter Foot Care Tips.
Did last winter's big freeze leave you hobbling on painful chilblains or desperately trying to restore circulation to icy toes? If so, you won't be too thrilled to hear another Arctic winter is predicted. However, you can take steps to avoid getting cold feet and some of the more serious problems that can arise when they're exposed to extremes of temperature. People go to great lengths to pamper their feet and get them looking their best in summer. But during the winter months, they forget and neglect their feet. A lot of people simply don't wear enough on their feet in winter. Most fashion footwear doesn't provide adequate protection from the cold. When it's freezing outside, you should be wearing warm socks and warm shoes, which have an encased upper and a good sole, and ideally a lamb's wool insole for extra warmth and protection. People who suffer from poor circulation and related disorders, such as peripheral vascular disease or peripheral neuropathy, which is damage to the nervous system and may be linked to diabetes and high blood pressure, are most likely to experience problems with their feet during cold weather. Raynaud's phenomenon, where the smallest blood vessels, which are mainly in the fingers and toes, go into spasm and restrict circulation, can be triggered by sensitivity to cold. The condition affects more women than men. During a Raynaud's attack, the blood vessels narrow and reduce flow to the hands or feet. This causes the digits to become cold, with a feeling of pins and needles and numbness. The toes eventually turn blue and then red. Episodes can last from a few minutes to hours. Chilblains appear mainly on the toes as small, painful or itchy red lumps, and are another indication of an abnormal reaction to the cold. As the skin on the feet and toes warms, the tissues start using oxygen before the circulation is able to respond. The result is tissue damage that appears as chilblains. A sluggish circulation will put you more at risk of chilblains, but they can also affect people who work outdoors or in a cool environment, and women who go outside in the cold wearing tight shoes that constrict the circulation. There is no prescribed treatment for chilblains, but over-the-counter remedies, some of which contain witch hazel or calamine, can ease symptoms. Chilblains are the first sign of frostbite. Where people are suffering from very poor circulation, they can lead to ulcers and infections, so they should be taken seriously and prevented where possible. Keeping your feet warm and well protected is the obvious answer. Don't be tempted to step outside without shoes on, even if it is only to put something in the dustbin. And unless you have underfloor heating, don't walk barefoot around the house. Always wear slippers. Cold feet can be a major cause of sleep disruption. So, passion killers or not, wear bed socks. If your feet get cold, the worst thing you can do is put them next to a source of direct heat, such as a radiator, in a hot bath, or on a hot water bottle. These will only increase the risk of chilblains. Instead, warm the feet slowly before getting into a bath and moisturize them thoroughly afterwards. This will help prevent dry, cracked skin on the heels, which is another cold weather problem and one that can lead to infections. Becoming more active should help reduce the risk of foot troubles. Get out and do some walking, and if you have to sit still for a long time, periodically rotate and stretch your feet at the ankles to improve blood flow.
This issue's top seller is thermal socks with a 2.3 TOG rating. Keep your feet warm on the coldest of days and pull on a pair of ultimate thermal socks. Thick, chunky, and with a massive TOG rating of 2.34, Heat holders' thermal socks are made from a specially developed heavy bulky yarn, which has extreme thermal qualities. With long pile cushioning, these thermal socks will help keep feet fully comfortable and supported. The inside of each sock has been intensively brushed so that it not only feels sensationally soft, but also traps warm air close to the skin, keeping your feet warmer for longer. Now a question from a patient. Dear Dr. Foot, we're only in October and my feet are already starting to get cold. Not only are they getting cold, but I'm also getting small red and purple areas on my feet, which are very itchy and painful. Can you shed some light on this, please? Thanks. Miss Sandra Wilson, UK.
And the answer? Hello, Sandra. This is Dr. Foot. Sounds like chilblains. A chilblain is a small red swelling on the skin which can be very itchy and gradually becomes very painful. Chilblains usually occur on the smaller toes but can occur on the finger, face and the nose. They occur due to an abnormal reaction of the body to cold. The symptoms include the lesion becomes increasingly painful, the lesion becomes very itchy. Patients may suffer from a burning sensation on their feet. In extreme cases, the surface of the skin may break and an infection may develop. The causes of chilblains are many. However, in general, a chilblain is an abnormal reaction to cold. Elderly people with a poor circulation are at a greater risk, and young adults who work outdoors or in cold conditions, such as butchers, are also at risk. If the skin is chilled and then followed by too rapid warming, such as a gas fire, a chilblain may develop. Damp living conditions can also be a contributing factor. The sudden onset of very cold water on the skin can also lead to a chilblain. Other contributing factors include dietary, hormonal imbalance, and people who suffer from anemia. Kind regards, Adam Brooke, Dr. Foot.
Our recommended product for this issue is Aquiline Winter Cream for Chilblains, 75 mL. Feet suffer a lot from cold weather because they are at the extremities of the body. In order to preserve their normal temperature, even in cold weather conditions, some physiological alterations happen. A slow microblood circulation due to vasoconstriction. A decrease in the production of sebum, making the skin less elastic and rougher. These factors make the skin more fragile. In real cold conditions, frostbite and chilblains may occur. Aquiline Winter Cream is especially formulated to prevent them.
Visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk for 5-star reviews on the following. Shoe powder that eliminates bacteria that cause the foot odour. Men's comfort shoes. 10-minute callus removal kit. Imperial solution for athlete's foot. Bunion night and day splints that can correct bunions. Aquiline gel for smelly feet. Gerwell fungal nail oil for fungus nails. Flexitol heel balm for dry cracked heels. Dr. Foot Pro insoles for flat feet. And silicone heel cups for heel pain. For more information, please visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk. The world's most comprehensive foot care site for foot and leg pain. If you wish to be removed from this mailing list, please visit the website www.drfoot.co.uk. We respect the privacy of all subscribers and will not disclose your email address or any information about you to any third party. Reader feedback to this newsletter and its articles are welcomed and encouraged. Please feel free to email any foot care ideas or tips that you've tried and would like to share with others. Send your feedback, ideas or tips to info@drfoot.co.uk. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For further information on any lower body healthcare topics, please visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk, where you can access information on foot conditions, shop online, access a discussion forum, request a live chat or order a catalogue. Dr. Foot, P.O. Box 13426, Birmingham, B25 9BX.